In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Faith without works is dead. This is an important principle of our religion, that faith without works is dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not only the truth that we have to believe, but He is also the way we should follow. He is not only the teacher from whom we have to learn, but He is also the example we should imitate. It's not enough to believe what He says, but we have to do what He asks. Because faith without works is dead. Like a tree which bears good fruit, the Christian soul should bear good works. This is the will of God, that you go and bear good fruit. And the works God wants from us are of three types. The first work is prayer, and it concerns God Himself, and the obligation we have as creatures to pay homage to God. Pay homage to God is the first duty that we as human beings have in this life. The first duty. Everything else has to come after. God comes first. So prayer is a duty for each one of us, not only because we should pay homage to God. What would be enough reason? But we have to pray also because we are in need of so many graces. We live amidst so many dangers, and only God can keep us safe. In this way, we should learn to consecrate every day some time for prayer. Because who prays will be saved. Who does not pray will be lost. Because without prayer we do not have the strength we need to overcome the traps of the enemy. All the souls in hell are there because they did not pray. Is hell what you want for you? My brethren, it's time for us to decide, because without a prayer, our faith is dead. And the second work God asks from us is penance. And it concerns ourselves and the obligation we have to mortify our flesh and our evil inclinations, and not give to our body everything it wants. We see the very first words of our Lord in His public ministry were, "Do penance, because the kingdom of God has come near." And Our Lady, in her apparitions, in Lourdes or in Fatima, what did she say? She didn't say, "Don't worry, be happy." No, she didn't. But she said, "Penance, penance, penance." There is a reason why she would come from heaven in order to tell us these words. So we can see that this is not a joke, but a serious reality. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself stated that if we do not do penance, we shall perish. But we pretend we do not hear. We pretend that these words do not concern us personally. But yes, it does. All of us here have the grave obligation to do penance, especially in this holy season of Lent. Through fasting and abstinence from food and drink, we can offer to the justice of God some reparation for the multitude of the sins that we ourselves have committed in our lives, but also for the sins of the entire world. No one who wants to live in the pleasures of the flesh will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, my brethren, it's time for us to wake up, because without penance, our faith is dead. And the third work that God wants from us is almsgiving. And it concerns our neighbor and the obligation we have to help those in need. But almsgiving here signifies more than simply giving money. It has to be understood in a wider sense. By the word almsgiving, we have to understand the words of mercy, which can be corporal and also spiritual. The seven corporal works of mercy are, let me remind you, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit those in prison, and to bury the dead. But we also have what we call the spiritual works of mercy, and they are also seven in number: to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to admonish sinners, to bear wrongs patiently, to forgive offenses, to comfort the afflicted, and to pray for the living and the dead. So even though we may not always be able to accomplish a corporal work of mercy, we can always accomplish a spiritual one, because we can always speak about our Lord to others. We can always bear our neighbor and forgive his mistakes. And we can always, always pray for others. So no one should say he is unable to accomplish works of mercy. That's not true. There's always something we can do. No excuses. So my brethren, it's time for us to take our name of Christians seriously. Because without works of mercy, our faith is dead. So prayer, penance, and works of mercy. These are the three types of works that God wants from each one of us during all the duration of our lives, but especially in this time of Lent. And we need all of them, each one of them, not to be found as a hypocrite, in the eyes of the Lord. So let us look frankly at our own lives and see what we need to improve. Because we have to be Christians not only at church on Sundays, but every day and everywhere. Because God is going to judge each one of us according to our works, according to our actions, according to the way we live our lives. So if you have faith, but no good works, be aware that this faith will not save you. Because faith without works is dead. It's time for us to realize that the only faith that can save us is a living faith. When we live according to what we believe, when we put into practice the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, prayer, penance, and almsgiving. Because without them, our faith is dead. So my brethren, Lent is here. It is a special time which requires a special effort to put our house in order. And as you know, sometimes we need to make some repairs in our house. In the same way, in this season of Lent, we are invited to make some repairs in our soul. God is giving us another opportunity, another merciful opportunity to fix what we do wrong, to change our evil ways, and to go from now on in the right direction. So let us take the path that will lead us to heaven. God is the one who saves us by His grace. That's true. But we need to cooperate. So in this beginning of Lent, let us make three concrete resolutions. Number one, to accomplish well all the duties of our state in life. Number two, to suffer whatever we may have to suffer for the love of God. And number three, to make prayer, penance, and almsgiving a real part of our lives. So my brethren, hands on work, and may the grace of God be with you all. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.